Please be seated. It was on February 27th, 1991, at the height of Desert Storm, Ruth Dillo Carpenter received a very sad message from the Pentagon. It stated that her son, Clayton Carpenter, Private First Class, had stepped on a mine in Kuwait and was dead. Ruth later wrote, and I quote, "I can't begin to describe my grief and shock. It was almost more than I could bear. For 3 days I wept. For 3 days I expressed anger and loss. For 3 days people tried to comfort me, but to no avail, because the loss was too great." End of quote. Every parent here can relate to her grief. But 3 days after Ruth Dillo Carpenter received that message, the telephone rang again. The voice on the other hand said, "Hey, Mom, it's me. I'm alive. It's Clayton." Ruth said, "I couldn't believe it at first, but then I recognized his voice. Ruth's son was alive. The earlier message she had received was a mistake. She said, "I laughed and I cried. I felt like turning cartwheels because my son, who I thought was dead, was alive." Surprise! Ruth, the son of you thought was dead, is alive. A 2-year-old girl could hardly wait for Easter to come. She had a new dress to wear and new shoes to go with it, but her dad wondered whether she knew the real meaning of Easter. "Kara," she asked, "do you know what Easter means?" "Yes, I do," she smiled. And she lifted up her arms and said, "Surprise!" Yeah, there is no better word to describe it. "Surprise," Jesus said. That was the clear reaction of Christ's disciples and closest friends that first Easter day. In Luke, we read that Jesus' disciples were distraught after his crucifixion. Early on Sunday morning, some of the women took spices to the tomb, and they found the stone rolled away from the mouth of the tomb. When they went inside, Christ's body was not there. Suddenly, two men in gleaming white clothes stood beside them. The women bowed down their faces with fright, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day, raised again." Then they remembered Christ's words. When the woman came back from the tomb, they told the disciples what had happened. But none of the men believed them. Their words seemed like nonsense. Surprise. John, in his telling of the story, focuses on Christ's appearance to Mary Magdalene. Mary comes to the tomb and sees that the stone had been rolled away. So she runs to Simon, Peter, and John and says, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Evidently, the thought had not occurred to Mary that Christ could be resurrected from the dead. Peter and John start for the tomb. And when they, too, find it empty, what do? They simply go back to the house where they were staying. There was no celebration, no cries of, "He is alive, he is alive." You know, I expect those who have known Christ best to be bubbling over with excitement from what Easter morning did to them, because he had been delivered from the tomb just as he said. Instead, they were totally mystified that his body was gone. They didn't expect to have him to be alive anymore. Ruth Dillow Carpenter expected her son to be alive. And as for Mary, she stands outside the tomb crying. She bends over to look in the tomb and sees these two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken away my Lord," she explained, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turns around and sees Jesus standing there, but she doesn't recognize him. "Woman," he says, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he's the gardener, she says, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus calls her name, Mary. She turns around and cries out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Surprise! Mary, surprise! Your master is alive. Surprise! Peter, surprise! John, surprise! All those who thought Jesus was dead, surprise, 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 world, Jesus is alive. He is. Easter is such an extraordinary day. No wonder people gather in such numbers, a lot of numbers, all over the world to celebrate the event of the resurrection. Watch TV, read it, read in the newspapers. Jesus Christ, who is dead, is alive. And deep within our souls, the very Spirit of God testifies with our spirit that he is alive. A man by the name of Robert E. Smith once told of a hearing about the Hallelujah Chorus, sung by 500 trained voices. The Hallelujah Chorus, of course, is the triumphant part of the Messiah composed by George Frederick Handel after he was stricken with blindness in 1751. Handel claimed he had a vision and that this chorus in that vision was set to music. Smith wrote that he could not for an instant doubt Handel's claim, not after having his soul lifted into paradise by those 500 inspiring voices. "The Hallelujah Chorus," said Smith, "is a magnificent expression of two thoughts. First, that Christ reigns over all. And the second, that his reign is eternal." Above the middle of the chorus, about the middle of the chorus, the bass voices begin singing, "And he shall reign forever and ever." Then the tenor voices join, "And he shall reign forever and ever." Then the alto voices follow with, "And he shall reign forever and ever." Then still higher, the soprano voices add, "And he shall reign forever and ever." Then bass, tenor, alto, and soprano all unite, and in a burst of melody which seems to come from heaven itself, they blend into the grandest of all refrains. "And he shall reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah." You're going to hear that sung in a few minutes, about 10 minutes. And we ask you to either stand, if your spirit moves you, or to be seated. Traditionally, it's to stand in the Easter position while you listen to this chorus. This chorus, some of them know the song, so they're going to be singing along, but they're going to be standing and sitting too, how the Spirit moves them. And you are invited to do the same. So the last song that's sung at this Eucharist this morning is going to be Handel's Messiah, just that part. And you are invited to sing along or just to absorb the majesty, triumphal, spiritual experience of hearing this song. You can sing it if you know it, and if you just experience it, that would be great too. Here is how Bob Smith expressed his experience of being swept by the sound of those 500 voices, and I quote, "I frankly confess that my soul was stirred profoundly, my mind was quickened spiritually, and my imagination carried me beyond things earthly and beyond the stars, into the very midst of this paradise of God. I saw a great chorus which no person could number, It was assembled before the shining white throne. Most intently did I listen to the song which was sang. It was a song of triumph to the King of Kings, telling of his wondrous achievements and of the universality and permanency of his reign. In the midst of the song, I heard the voices of the patriarchs peal forth, "For he shall reign forever and ever." Then I heard the voices of the prophets add, "For he shall reign forever and ever." Then the voices of the apostles and church fathers and mothers followed by, "For he shall reign forever and ever." Then the voices of the martyrs triumphantly sang, "For he shall reign forever and ever." Then the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, church fathers and mothers sang, "My spirit was lifted to the bliss supernal, to ecstasy supreme," he said, as they pealed forth the blessed, the glorious, the triumphant strain, "For he shall reign forever and ever, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, hallelujah, hallelujah." Most of us couldn't express it that well, but we've experienced that same emotion. It is the music of Easter. It is a joyous surprise of Mary and Peter and those other 500 believers to whom the risen Jesus Christ appeared. And it is the song that rings in our hearts this morning. "For he shall reign forever and ever, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah." Again, I'll remind you at the end of the service to either sit or stand, and to please stay if you can. If you leave, no one's going to attack you or tackle you, but please try to absorb what these words mean. It's Easter, and it's a gift to you from the Church of the Episcopal Church at St. Andrews, La Mesa. Enjoy.